This is Linda Keith with Perry Mungeo, a credit administrator with the SBA program at Pacific Capital Bank. And we are talking about the new SBA programs and how that is impacting the markets and the ability for small businesses to get some help.
Has any of the SBA moves to reduce costs of SBA loans or improve the guarantee rates, did that actually really do what they were trying to accomplish and loosen up the market?
You're talking about the 90% guarantee.
Yes.
They've done that on loans going forward, but they haven't increased them on existing loans.
Right. Okay. So it opened up the market for loans going forward, but did nothing for everything you have on your books.
Correct. And okay. From what I understand, the secondary market's very busy as a result.
Okay.
Although I have not verified what regions of the country those are coming from yet. That is something I'm investigating. Not
all
seeing
right.
It coming from our region.
Not yet?
Not yet.
I was just interviewed the other day by a guy with CNNmoney.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his thing was, presumably, the government's putting all this money in. Why aren't banks lending? And I was using my same old, well, actually, they may be putting money in, but they are not loosening their underwriting standards.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time that the economy continues to be a challenge for businesses. So the strong businesses aren't in the market to borrow money right now. They're still on the sidelines waiting to see what's going to happen and trying to conserve their own capital and be more liquid and be less reliant on the banks.
Yes.
And then the ones that are really needing the loans may be somewhat impaired.
Very true. And,
yeah, okay.
You know, the SBA also has a program, the ARC loan program, and unfortunately, it's just really narrowly focused on very, very small companies that could benefit from a $35,000 or less loan.
Right. And it still doesn't mean they don't have to be creditworthy.
They still have to be creditworthy. There is a criteria that has to be fulfilled. I mean, they can't be in default or anything like that.
And they have to show an ability to repay.
A small mom-and-pop operation that's having to carry receivables longer than usual could benefit.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I suppose for the narrow band that can benefit, even a narrow band right now is better than no band.
Yes.
it did get a lot of promotion for what it seems to be able to do. And again, the businesses that are desperate for $35,000 may have trouble showing an ability to repay.
Right. So. And we're just recommending that they contact their local SBA district office for a list of lenders that participate.
Okay, because you're
not all lenders that have the capacity to participate because it's just as intensive a loan product as any of the other SBA loans. Unfortunately, there's the low dollar amount.
Right. So who is doing it?
Yeah, you got to talk to the SBA for the list because you know we're not participating because we just don't have the staffing. You know, a lot of lenders have gone through layoffs, and so it's a catch-22. They've got this product out there that could help some people, but you don't have a lot of people that could actually execute the program.
Right.
Again, another bit of fallout from the economy.